Hello. Angela speaking. An interview for the Daily Herald. With me. Oh, yes, my husband's a pilot. Captain Brian Powell, that's right. You're doing an article on being married to a pilot. Well, let me tell you, it isn't as glamorous as it sounds. We're all lonely. Well, if it isn't Andrew Carter, all done up like a dog's dinner in his uniform. How's your mum? Still got that nasty cough? Tell her I can make something up for that. Better than all that fancy stuff from the doctor. Get down, Titus, and shut up!
It was 1918 when I met Tom Malroy. His father had just passed, and my father too, a few years before, on Titanic. Tom was a year older and, oh, he was a fine young man. His father would have been proud. But it's the ghost you want to hear about, isn't it, Mr. Alice?
Is that thing on, lassie? Then hold your questions now. I've no interest in being interviewed. I want you to record my statement. Call it a confession, if you will. So I'll do the talking, if you didn't mind. Don't look so alarmed. I told you I'm on my last legs. I need to get this off my chest. It's not the coffin you'll have to worry about, but the coffin they'll carry you off in. That's what my da used to say. Miserable git he was in the end.
My Uncle Graham was an SAS vet. Honestly, you would believe it if you saw him. He must have been around 40 when I was born. He was a car salesman, like my dad. And I had no idea he'd ever been a soldier.
Oh, I thought it was the end just now. Lights went off. All plunged into darkness. Generator down. For good? I assumed after what Marcus said. Only then, in amongst all the screaming and all the chaos, I hear him bellowing at a room full of doctors and nurses and soldiers, all of them wilting with sickness and fatigue, none with any more idea than he has how to make a generator go.